My question to the Emir of Ahl-e-Sunnah is, that what is the Sharia definition of fish and Sharia stance on it? My second question in your court is that from rest of the creatures of water, which ones are halal and which ones are haram? And my third question is that how is it to catch fish in the water that comes under the control of the official authorities?
A fish is that which is deemed as fish by people as a norm and also by the Sharia, meaning that it should be under normal routine of the people to deem it and declare it openly as a fish, and Sharia also accepts it as a fish. This would be deemed as a fish. Now, other than the fish, rest of the creatures, all of them of water are haram. The rulings we are mentioning are of the Hanafi school of thought. Keep this in mind. Nonetheless, a fish that faces natural death and comes at the surface of water upside down is unlawful, i.e. haram. Other than this, due to whatever reason the fish dies, it is halal. A dead fish is halal. That which died due to a cause. Causes behind the death. For example, a bird swallows a living fish and then it throws it out. If the fish is still fresh after coming out of its mouth, there's not any kind of change in the fish, there's no smell to it or it hasn't rotted, then in this case, the fish is halal. In the same way, a fish comes out of another fish. Big fish at times swallow small fish. If a dead fresh fish comes out of it, it is halal. And if there is any kind of change to it, like it has rotted or it smells, it would be quite obvious if such a change takes place in the fish. A person wouldn't want to eat it anyways. Such a fish is unlawful. And as for your third question, the places where there are warning signs by the official authorities saying that it is prohibited to catch fish here, one should act upon this very legislation. At times what happens is that water is very deep over there. And if someone sits for fishing there, he may fall in and die. Or there can be any reason for it. So, one should act upon this law, otherwise the authorities will catch you and you'll face problems. However, let's say someone does end up catching fish from restricted water area, then the fish that is caught is halal.
Please mention about prawns as well.
Prawns.
Yes.
In regards to prawns, there are difference of opinion among the scholars. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan has gathered arguments from both sides and declared the verdict for the prawn to be a fish. But because there's a difference of opinion in this, that's why it is better to avoid eating it. But if someone did eat prawn, he wouldn't become sinful as it is a fish. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.